NHK TV Mobile. Why two?
Hello, WHRPM.
NHK TV Mobile.
NHK TV Mobile from KEH TV Mobile. Hey, I'm on the extreme flange of this repeater. Wondering if I'm making it in okay.
You are doing just fine. How goes it? I'm down here in, where am I? Oh, Fairhaven, New Haven. Down here heading towards New Haven, so I should be hitting something in Mount Clemens. And you're doing just fine. You on a radio or are you on a handheld?
Okay, very well. I'm on a mobile, and I'm north of West Branch, making it into the Pinconning Tower. So it's a pretty good little hike. But how was your Labor Day weekend? Did you end up golfing or on the jet skis?
We did a little of everything this weekend. Just the jet ski thingy on Saturday. What did we do yesterday? I can't remember. And today we went on a big bike ride, and tonight I played golf. So we did a little of everything. What about you? How'd it go?
Glad to hear that you got to do a little bit of everything. It was pretty good weather to do everything. Nice and sunny, a little bit of warm weather, a little bit of cool weather. Pretty much perfect for Labor Day weekend. But I headed up to the cabin and did a little bit of shooting with the wife. And I got some chores done around the cabin. And then the next day, the family came up and we went and visited our cousins who have a cabin just down the road from us, had a long fire. And today it was a brisk 47 degrees when I woke up, so I went for a drive and then went up to the National Forest and just got the fresh air in. Came back and just kind of lounged around today. Now I'm headed back home to Bay City.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we did quite a bike ride, actually. I think 16.8 miles. We went from Armada. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the turf down here, but we went from Armada to Romeo. We watched the parade over there for a while and went and visited some people that drove there. And then we turned around and grabbed a quick bite to eat. Kamali is my favorite. And then we turned around and came back. So that was it. Went home, rested a couple hours. Got in my regular golf league tonight. And that was it for this, for the day. But all in all, it was good. Sunday morning, did a lot of the farmer markets are all open now, and all of the fresh produce is in. I just love sweet corn this time of year. So sweet corn, steamed it, cooked it, butter fixes everything. We did that. So all in all, it was good. So it sounds like you had a great trip too. So, hey, on your radio, I was gonna ask you real quick. You guys, do you have your setup to transfer towers automatically, or do you have yours where you have to kind of figure out where you're at and do it manually?
Yeah, no, it's a great weekend for sweet corn, that's for sure. And actually, when I boil my sweet corn, and when I boil it, I put a liberal pinch of sugar into the water when I'm boiling it. But when you're referring to powering on the radio, could you clarify that a bit? Do you mean just turning the radio on, or do you mean going from tower to tower?
Yeah, I was referring going to tower to tower. So, like, I figured out that this repeater's got some smarts in it, and if you set it up, you got a Motorola radio, if you set it up right, it'll automatically pick the best tower. And I've set one up already, but I haven't tried it on a mobile unit, just on a base unit. I got to swap a couple of them around yet, and I haven't had a chance to do that. But so you don't have to worry about it. And you set it for like 100, negative 100 dB or something like that, and then it will automatically pick the best tower depending on where you're at. So it's kind of a neat feature. So rather than have like 6 or 7 towers, you could have just one. So I thought that was pretty cool. So I just figured I'd tell you about that, something to research. I'll find out from one of the operators or the owner-operators of the system exactly how it's set up, but I think it'll work.
Okay, yeah, now I understand what you're referring to. And so to answer your question, yes, I do have roaming enabled on my radio, And I do have a roam list for Statewide 1, Statewide 2, events 1 through 4. So I've got all the roam lists set up. I'm 99% sure I did it right. However, I was always told there's 16 frequency pairs for the system, but I don't know if I'm going crazy, but I swear I counted 18, so I just picked two that I thought I would never really be around. So I do have the roaming set up. However, when I know I'm hanging out in a certain county for a long time, I will go to a zone that I created for that county that will have Statewide 1, 2, events 1 through 4, and then if it's got a CMRS repeater, I'll have it in there, and I kind of do that. So I do like the roaming a lot, especially on a handheld, because I've got my handheld set up like that. It's really nice when, you know, the handhelds don't get as good a service, so it bounces back and forth between the towers a little bit more and helps you carry on the conversation. But on the mobile, I do have it, but right now I'm currently just in my northernmost zone, which is my pentatonic zone.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's the word, roaming. So, yeah, now that you brought that up, I do know that. So, yeah, and that's how I set it up. So, and then the other thing I got to find out from one of the guys one day, I guess the east and the west side of the state, you know, they're different. And I want to find out if those will also are in the same roam capabilities or if I have to set those up separate. Because they have like an east and a west. So I got to figure that out too. So, but it's cool. I mean, technology is a great thing. So, you know. The P25s that, you know, the law enforcement use nowadays, that's just freaking amazing, but that's still cost prohibitive for most amateurs.
Okay, yeah, I'll have to look at the east and west side thing, too. I kind of heard about that, but I forgot about it, so I'll have to look into that. Maybe that's why there's 18 frequency pairs. Maybe they split it up 9 and 9 or something like that, but I'd be curious to know where the definition of east and west is. Yeah, and then the P25 stuff, I like the P25 way more than the DMR. I think the radios are way nicer, and I think that the sound quality is way better. However, I agree, it's expensive to get good stuff. I had some surplus UHF and VHF P25 radios, but I do like on the DMR how they can have two talk groups per system, two talk groups going at the same time on the system. The same guys that run this also have a P25 one, and it's not nearly as active, but that's why I kind of settled on DMR.
Okay, yeah, up there, do you have anything set up on P25? I know that some of our UHF stuff is set up on P25, but Sean, the guy that owns a lot of the stuff, he says that it doesn't, I want to play with it, that's why I call it questions, it doesn't connect. So, like, if you're on, let's say, like, the Warren repeater and that, it just does that. It doesn't go, you know, it doesn't hop-knob around, like, you know, from Richmond to Romeo to all the other little satellites. The P25 is just P25. And you can hear the repeater when it unloads and gets unbusy, it goes, and I asked him, I said, well, what does that mean? And he told me, well, that means it's P25 ready. And I go, aha. But he says, yeah, but I wouldn't run around and get into it yet. He says there's no connectivity between any of them. So that's kind of cool. So, but it sounds like you own a couple of them.
Well, my experience with the P25 was a lot different than that. If you go on the Central Michigan Emergency Network website, the Siemens website, where they've got all the MI5 talk groups, if you go to the P25 one, you'll see they've got one up in Bay County, and they've got some down in Detroit. And I talked to my friends up on the Bay County machine back in the day, and then when I had a VHF or 100-watt P25 mobile in my truck, my friends had their VHF handhelds up in Bay County. And I was sitting at the Detroit airport talking in P25 in Detroit and talking to them in Bay County. So Detroit and Bay County were linked out. Now, if that has changed, it could be true, but it was linked, but it didn't roam like DMR, but it was linked at that time.
Yeah, okay. I don't have to research that. I know a guy who knows a guy. So, yeah, I'm like a sponge. I just want to constantly learn all this stuff, and I want to play with it and hear how it sounds and all that other fun stuff. So, that sounds good. So, all right, sounds good. I'll find you on QRC. I'll send you an email or something, see if you got any of those that you want to sell.
Okay, yeah, feel free to look me up and send me an email. I have offloaded all of my UHF stuff ready, and I offloaded my VHF mobile. I've got one VHF portable left, but some of my friends might want to get rid of their portables. I'll probably keep my VHF portable because I like to keep it as a good just amateur radio, because we can do front panel programming on it. It can do the P25, it can do MERS, and then I like, when I go out on a friend's boat, if he doesn't have a marine radio, I can make sure I monitor channel 16 from that, which, you know, a handheld's better than nothing, so. But I'll at least inquire with my friend. One of my friends does have a VHF P25 mobile, so I'll see if he's looking to sell that one.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to see what it is down here, see if it's V or U, but I think it's U, but I can't say for sure. So, yeah, I'll find you. So, because I know you're logged in already, so it won't be a biggie. So, all right, Mr. Gabe, you drive safe. I'm glad that everything's working out well for you, your weekend and your vacation, your mini vacation, I should say. So, you guys have a good one, and drive safe. We'll talk to you a little bit later in a KPP. The reason I'm letting you go is I'm in the subdivision. I'm almost home, so I don't want to say goodbye, cut you off, because I got to let the doggy out.
Yeah, no worries, and great talking with you. Glad to hear that you had a good Labor Day as well, and I hope to catch you on the air again sometime soon. And at KPP from KEA-PBB 73, KEA-PBB, I'll be monitoring.
Hey, Jeff.
I didn't hear you. As long as you were trying to get in there, and then I heard you blowing in the microphone, and I wasn't sure what you were having trouble or what.
Yeah, I think I got it figured out. Too many months of not using the radios.
Okay, I think you said you got it figured out. Okay, sounds good. Give me the rest of here.
Hey, David, it's probably good hearing you.